current events of the year of our Lord 2005. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Here we are 5 years into the new century, and boy, has it been a good one. A lot of interesting things going on. But I hope there's one thing you never forget. Our Father's in control. And any time you start trying to take it away from Him, trying to outfigure Him by not listening to Him primarily, you know, when He said in the book of Mark, "I have foretold you all things," do you believe that? I do. I think He foretold us all things, and I think it's written right there. And how are we doing in Iraq here in 2005? Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43. Iraq, of course, is the old country of Babylon. Even the city of Babylon lies about 57 miles south of the present city of Baghdad. And many of the ancient sites, of Abraham and so forth, still exist there. And our Father knows His children, and many might wonder, well, how were we able to accomplish what we did in such a hurry? Why did it not take so long? And why is it today, even today, we have Saddam Hussein, who came out of that rat's hole, just like the king of Babylon in the great book of Daniel, with his hair growing like eagle's feathers and so on and so forth, you know, actually fulfilling our Father's word before our very eyes. Should we be uptight then about Babylon, that is to say Baghdad, that is to say Iraq? Chapter 43, I wish we had more time to cover the beginning. We don't, because I've got a lot of material I want to bring to you today. Verse 14 reads, "Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer." Do not read over that. It is your, in the Hebrew tongue, it is your kinsman Redeemer. Meaning, I have redeemed you, if you allow me. Or you can go the other way if you wish. It's up to you. All your choice. But I am your kinsman Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. That is even to say their allies, their neighbors. There were five dialects of the Chaldeans, all of them. He says, I've whacked them. It's no wonder that we find them so easy. I know we're losing people there, but they don't compare to our noble troops. Why? God's with them. He says, I sent there. I took care of business. You know, I can remember the same thing when we were in North Korea, entrapped by 320,000 Chinese. And there were only 12,000 American troops, mostly Marines and Royal British Marines. We made it out just fine. We only lost 2,000 men. They lost 60. Does that sound right to you without influence from above? I mean, we had a lot of help from above, and it was Marine Corsairs, all right? That true, but our Heavenly Father helped us also, weather and many other things. Besides that, He made us tough, okay? We can handle, we can plow, we can take care of business. So can our troops today. But God's on our side, because we're right, and that's what's beautiful. Okay, that's why we're blessed. That's why when you reach in your pocket and pick out a coin, it says, "In God we trust." We've got a few fruitcakes that are trying to change that. They haven't got a prayer of a chance. We're going to smash them this year. We're going to make it hard for them. Verse 15, "I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King." He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Son that came. 16, "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters." Now, He kind of stirred the waters up this past week. On the 26th. But there's still a way, and He's still on the throne. And He has a reason for everything. 17, "Which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow." You want to know who's going to have the victory? We are. Do you know what tow is? That's a wick that's burned out. I mean, it's ash. There's nothing to it. Verse 18, remember me. Remember who's in control. Don't get nervous when you see spectacular things happening. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Have you thought back what I've done in the past? Do you really know what God has done in the past? You know, have you forgot the catapult when he's destroyed? If you think that little tidal wave was something, you should have seen what it was in the first earth age. If he wants to get rough, he can get rough, okay? Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it. Oh, you're going to know it, all right. Like it or lump it, everybody's going to know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, and dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. That water, though, is not H2O. It's spiritual water. That's what he gives us, is truth. Do you know, it is a strange thing, but when the tidal wave came, do you know why they didn't find any dead elephants? Any dead wild animals? Because they listen. They listen to God. They have a sixth sense. And they hauled out. Do you know something? There was a little 10-year-old girl there. She heard the report that there was a 9.0 earthquake. And she said to her family, we better get out of here. That means a tidal wave is coming. And she saved not only her own family, that little 10-year-old, but many other people's by warning them. With that earthquake here in this ring of fire, there's most likely a tidal wave coming. She knew that. And you know something? Many might say, well, I wonder why God would do that. God didn't destroy the people. The governments there destroyed them. Our people in Hawaii monitor these things. They warned them hours before. Do you know why the word never got to the people, hardly? You know what keeps those people going? I mean, you know what keeps the money coming in there? Tourism. Mostly tourism. And if you've got some tourists there spending money, and they usually do, and you scare them to death, they're out of here. They're gone. Okay? So they didn't tell them. They did not pass the warning, and it was because of money. Don't try to blame that on God. If the wild beasts can protect themselves, and they did, they have that instinct. You know, insects and animals sense the presence of God a lot stronger and a lot quicker than human beings do. Most human beings. Some have spiritual discernment. I mean, when God's Spirit moves in the night to an area and the cows are bawling, crickets are sounding off, mating calls, and when that Spirit moves in, there is a hush that comes over. They all know it. Isn't it too bad that human beings do not use the sense that God gave them to listen and to know and to be aware? You know, we fall into this pattern too often. It's not going to happen. Your father is not happy. He's proved it. He's not happy at all with the world conditions. And he's giving us signs. We're going to look at them. We're going to see if we can ascertain as to what it is. When he says, I have given you the former things, if we were to back up to the ninth and show us the former things, let them bring forth their witness. In other words, can anybody else tell prophecy like I can? God says, no. God tells it. And he foretold us all if we pay attention. Let's go to the book of Job, okay? The oldest book in the Bible, basically. Was it written there? Well, I hope to tell you it was. the question is, people don't pay attention. They do not pay attention. They would rather listen to a bunch of ratchet jaws than to read the Word of God. And that's what Job had been doing. I mean, Job lost everything by nature and by the enemy. And he helped. He said, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything for God to punish me. And of course, you know and I know Satan was after his case just like he is yours today. If you're one of God's elect, Satan's after your number. He's got everybody else. But you're making a stand with God and he wants you. But you have power over him. So what do you do when little ants bother you? You stomp them. Okay? You don't mess with them. You stand up and act like a man or a woman of God. Like that you're proud of your kinsman redeemer. And Father has redeemed you if you believe. Job chapter 38. Did he foretell us things? Did he say, I want you to look at me and consider my ways? Or I want you to think on your own? Job chapter 38, and it reads, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. He's listened to ratchet jaws for 38 chapters. I mean, just a bunch of garbage. And Job, surely you've done something. Let's see if we can analyze and find out where you fell short. Okay. Well, Job hadn't done anything. Even his own wife said, why don't you just give up and die? You know, now, if you got a woman like that with you, hey. She was a sweetheart. He got another one. Some wonder, well, was it the same one or another? I don't know. I think I shall not go there. Okay. Verse 2. Who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? Who are these fruitcakes? God is talking to Job. Who are these fruitcakes that you're listening to? They're not even Israelites, number one. They don't know come here from Sychem. And you're listening to them and trying to put stuff together, just like a lot of you listen to ratchet jaws today. And I just wonder what's going on here, eh? It's written. We know what's going on. We know what's going to happen. Okay. Verse 3, what does God tell him after he said, what are you listening to a bunch of fools for? That's what the Hebrew is very clear about, okay? If you think I'm adding words to his word, you're mistaken. Verse 3, gird up thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. You stand up and act like a man. You get up from there and stop whimpering and pour me baby in. You know what you gird yourself up for? That's a Hebraism that means, you know, they wore skirts in those days. Men did, believe it or not. When they girded themselves up, they put their belt between their legs and drew their skirts up so their legs were free and they could fight. Okay? They could do battle. They could stand up and act like a man. Right? That's what God told him. He says, get up from there. Stand up. Gird yourself. You get ready. And you act like a man. And that's what you want to do when you see people. You know, you're a Christian. You're supposed to know God's word, and when the world shakes and people fear, you should be able to comfort them. You should be able to say, our Father is not the one that's responsible for this. It's negligence on people's part for not being familiar with the word. Verse 4. Where, and then he asked old Job, he said, you answer me, where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare it. If thou hast understanding. If you know so much, or if they know so much, you tell me how I put this whole world in its orbit. And you think about that. I mean, we're dealing with your kinsman redeemer, your Father. Don't try to take that away from him. Man puts little putniks out in space. God put this whole world here. He said, hey man, if you know so much, where were you? When I put this earth where it is, you worry if I shake it just a little bit? I put the whole thing here. Where were you? Verse 5. Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Who figured logical pattern that it must be here so that it orbits the sun properly and the moon stays in its place and so do the stars as best. Did you figure all this out, Job? Six. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? What keeps it all in place? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? We know our Father did. And there is one thing about it. Man, in his highest technology, you know, it's pretty wonderful what we do, but it's nothing compared to our Father. Nothing. Zero. He must smile. You know, we got a little thing taking place this month, and it plays into the signs we're going to be covering today. Saturn, that's Satan's planet, okay? It's got a little moon out there called Titan. Well, we're shooting that rascal this month, okay? I mean, we're going to land right on it and see what's going on there. Don't forget that your Father put that moon there, and here we're putting a little spike there to kind of test the waters. And your Father, He that owns your soul, Ezekiel 18:4, all souls belong to Him. You don't have to worry about getting around giving yours. He's already got it. He may squish it if you're not in His camp, but it's His to do with as He chooses. But He would like rather that we loved Him, gave Him the respect due Him, and we're wise in the natural order of things that we can protect ourselves. He's not going to do anything to harm if you pay attention. But you've got to pay attention, okay? He put it all there. Verse 7, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. That's in the first earth age, beloved. When there were no flesh bodies and the sons of God were His children, they were happy. They saw it. They know it. 8. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it had issued out of the womb, like the breaking waters at a birth? That's kind of what happened this past 26th. As we might be witnessing the birth of the new age, the waters breaking forth. Verse 9. When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, I made night and day, I made light and I made darkness, and I break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors. I control it. I put shorelines where that ocean had to stop right there. Unless we had a little interference on some part that made it come over the shore. Verse 11, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall the proud waves be stayed. This is where it all stops. Verse 12, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place? Do you know where daylight comes from, Job? Do you know who's controlling this? That's what Father is asking him. That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that's to say the wings of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. They operate in the dark. Let's get some light on the subject, he says. And he did bring forth the Prince of Light, that is to say Christ himself. 14, it is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. He made man out of that same clay, the clay that he sealed the earth with. He's able. The earth being the womb, if you would, of the of flesh age, of those in the flesh. And he's telling old Job, you know, you've been listening to these ratchet jaws. Where were you when all this was created and I put it exactly where it's at? Now, that's an awesome thought. Think about it. Just think on it. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Man's high arm is as nothing compared to our Father. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Do you know who supplies the water? Do you know where it comes from? Have you been down there in the bottom of the ocean checking it out? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Do you understand that? Do you understand where you go when you do die? Do you understand the different dimensions? I'll put a word in there because that's what it has to do with. When someone dies, their inner soul is in a different dimension than ours is. Verse 18. Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Job wasn't exactly a know-it-all, but he listened all. And I'm going to tell you something, dear friend. Your father, your kinsman redeemer, wrote you a letter telling you exactly what's going to happen. And if you listen to a bunch of ratchet jaws, instead of heeding his word, you're going to be in for a heap of trouble. He controls the oceans. He controls the sea. And, you know, there are very few things. Do you know why you have thunder? That's a warning that an electric storm is so many miles away. Do you know what that means? Don't be walking outside with the poker. Okay? Or you might light yourself up all the way to glory. He warns. He is gentle in that respect if you use your head. Verse 19, where is the way where light dwelleth? Do you know where it really comes from? We could say the sun. But then that's a starter. Anybody can say the sun. How did it get there? What kind of fuel is it burning? Why is it so it doesn't exhaust itself? And all the other lights, where does it come from? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Where does it hide? And of course, this is said in the spiritual sense also, because wickedness likes to lurk in darkness. That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof. Do you know where its home is? Knowest thou it? Because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great, whether you're old or young. 22, hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Do you know who forms it? Do you know every snowflake is different, just like your fingerprints, just like your DNA? 23, this is why we came here, beloved. Which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. I reserve these things, and I'll use them. You know, that's why the war of Haman God and Armageddon is fought with hailstones and God's nature. A million atomic bombs could not have exerted the energy that was let out this 26th of December. It was awesome. Awesome. You might go on then if he continues on. He didn't only say, what do you know about the earth? In verse 31, he said, canst thou bind the sweet influence of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season? Do you know the 12 signs? Do you know how they turn loose and so forth? So naturally, he's saying, do you understand the stars of heaven? Now, Satan's planet Saturn, this is for what it's worth department. Okay, you got it? As of the beginning of December, it moved on to where now it comes up almost at sunset. And all night long in the darkness she works, Saturn does. And on the 9th of January, Saturn passes through the ascending node, that's to say, the northward plane of Earth, its orbit, okay? And Huygens space probe lands on Saturn, the Saturn moon, this month. They pass through our path, and we're going to go out there probing a little bit. And, of course, that's symbolic of the wicked one. Now, that and a dollar bill will get you a cup of coffee in most places. Okay. But God said, you better pay attention to Orion and the planets. You better, you know, there is something there. And he does have the Bible and stars. So you need to be awake and you need to pay attention. That is the planet that's, if you want to say, in control. It's most prominent in this month. And it will go on through for about 5 months. Okay. Doing some funny things. And it's brighter this month than it will be again in 30 years. And it's closer than it will be in many, many, many multi-years. Okay. So, what is the Father telling us? Well, you figure it out. He's getting our attention. And he wants that attention kept. Now, what is he telling us concerning the planet he placed in place? You know, do you understand that we lost some time on the 26th? Do you understand that we lost 3 to 6 microseconds? The day was shortened. Okay. What does that tell you? God is shortening the time. Well, that's a mystery to me. Well, it shouldn't be. He said he would in Mark 13. He said, for the elect's sake, I have shortened the time, the 7-year period, down to 5 months. Okay. And, well, what could it mean? The earth wobbled. Can you imagine the energy that he turned loose? And yet a 10-year-old girl saved her family by using her head. You know, if there's water down here, all you have to do is go up here and you're out of it. You know, it's not like there's some great mystery to saving yourself. And God help me, I feel sorry for those people that lost their lives because they should have been warned. We had people out warning. And that warning was not, didn't pay heed to it. Now, what would cause the earth, I want you to visualize, I'm gonna be an ice skater for a moment, okay? Not really, okay? But when an ice skater spins, okay, does a spin, if they hold their arms out, it slows them down. If they bring their arms in and tuck them to their body, they really spin, okay? They pick up spin. It's the same way with the earth. When that eruption, 9.0 on the Richter scale, took place, instead of the plates, you understand what the plates are, the plates that cover the earth, okay? When they ran together, instead of going out to build a heap for the earth to have speeded up, what happens when the skater puts their hands out? It slows you down and the day would be longer. But it imploded and it went in to the earth. And that's why there are some islands that are no longer there. They sunk. I mean, whole cities gone because of the implosion. And that, of course, speeded the earth up a little bit. What does that mean? Again, what can you say about that? God's telling you, I'm shortening the time. And he's kind of saying, I'm unhappy. I'm just a little bit unhappy here. Why? Because people are not... Do you understand? We have a case coming up in our Supreme Court that covers many things about whether we can even talk about God. And where we're 86% Christian, 86% of people are... in America are religious, and a few little fruitcakes are telling you you can't put up a manger in your city square when it's your city. What have we let happen to us? That's like a bunch of wimps that would lay down and let cars run over them. Well, it might offend someone. Who cares? You know, they are free to worship any and whoever they want to. A Christian will never bother them. But if you think we're going to be a bunch of wimps and lay down and let them run over us, you are mistaken. Time's over. That's it. You can only push Christians so far, and this is it. Okay. our Father's kind of getting our attention a little bit. And he's getting the attention of the world, letting them know there's things you can be concerned about other than war. There's things you can be concerned about other than should we take the name of God out of our pledge to allegiance. They could be thinking about some serious things, whether God's going to let them live or not. Our Father, again, he's just not exactly a happy camper. And many might say, well, wonder if he would. Let's turn, if we would, to Jeremiah chapter 4. You see, what a lot of people don't know is there was an age before this. That's why that scientists can find dinosaur remains millions of years old. They were here. And the Bible declares it. That book of Job we were just in declares the behemoth, and how it roamed this earth. Okay. But God said, I got tired of man and what he was doing on earth. I destroyed him. And I brought forth the flood. It's called the Katabol. Okay. The overthrow. When Satan rebelled, I destroyed his whole outfit. And then I made the earth become void and without form. I mean, if you think that little tidal wave was something, the Katabol was awesome. Jeremiah chapter 4, he tells about it. Tells us all about it. Jeremiah chapter 4, this goes along with 2 Peter chapter 3, where he tells you there are three earth ages. The one that was, this one, and one coming. Okay? But in this particular chapter, he tells how he got fed up to here, with people taking him for granted when he was trying to save the children, trying to have things for them in a way that they should, but Satan rebelled. Verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They don't want to know him, a lot of them don't. They're atheists. They don't believe in God. They are sottish children. You know what this word sottish is in the Hebrew? They're stupid. They're stupid, silly children. And they have none understanding. They don't understand anything. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. Now, you understand this is from before. Okay. 23, and he says, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. That's tuhu vavuhu. It wasn't created that way. It became that way. And the heavens, and they had no light. I mean, I made her dark. He destroyed it. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. It doesn't take much movement, okay? I beheld, and lo, there was no man. I took them all away. They're gone from this earth. And all the birds of the heaven were fled. Every dinosaur killed, destroyed, everything. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his furious anger. He gets angry, and he destroyed it. What he's doing here, he's saying, hey, I did it once before, and if you don't think I will do it again, just stand by. Naturally, he took his children back to heaven to him and then caused each of them to be born of flesh, of woman, in this earth age to make their own mind up innocent and whether they would love him or continue to follow Satan. That's God's plan of salvation. That's why he is your kinsman redeemer. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. I'm not going to totally destroy it. For thus shall the earth mourn and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have proposed it, I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. You can count on it. Now, God knows how to rattle your chain a little bit. Hey, you know something? Stop and think about it. He jarred this whole globe on the 26th. It wobbled. And, you know, when he gives the warning, When he wants your attention. At the same time, he lets us know, I've shortened the days, meaning that time is, he's hurried it up a little bit. I really believe that. And what I'm telling you is, you had better be ready. You'd better get your sixth sense working about you. Your intuition. To know and to understand, and don't be foolish. Well, Pastor, what do you mean by being foolish? Don't go down to the shoreline when there's been a 9.0 earthquake. Okay. That's stupid. Okay. Do you know what will happen to you if you go down to the coastline or go out swimming and having a good time when right out in the Pacific on the Ring of Fire you've had an earthquake of that fourth largest in history? That means head for the hills. 10-year-old girl saving a family out of the mouths of babes. Maybe that's the message. She knew. And she saved not only her own family, but many, many others. Don't try to blame one of these trips on God. It's the people's fault for not paying attention, for disobeying. What would you expect him to do instead of loving them and correcting them? Let them go all the way to hell and take all the children with them that's trying to do what's right? I think not. And God has a plan. He has proposed it, purposed it, and it's going to stay that way. Like it or lump it. You know, what could we do to stop that? Well, picture yourself out in the Indian Sea and picture yourself diving down and stopping that 500-mile-an-hour tidal wave. Okay. And yet, at the same time, Delco Garcia, one of our military bases that's right there, do you know what happened to it? Did you hear about any of our people having deaths there? No. It wasn't harmed. It was not harmed. Let me tell you about it. Diego Garcia. The initial indications are that Diego Garcia was not affected by the tsunami of 26 December. It is located south of the tip of India, well within range of that tsunami, with a max elevation of 22 feet and an average 4. Why wasn't it bothered? Why? Our troops were there. The rotation rate was changed. It was by less than 3 microseconds, said gravity expert Richard Gross of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. A microsecond is 1/1,000,000th of a microsecond is 1/1,000,000th of a second. According to one expert, it may have moved small islands as much as 20 meters. Some of them up to, let's just speak in feet, up to 90 feet, some of them. Basically, on seismic modeling, some of the smaller islands off the south coast of Sumatra may now have moved to the southwest by about 20 meters. That's not a slip. That's God's energy in action. So, we have the day shortened there. We have Saturn making great influence on the Earth at this time, if you consider the planet that's most active right now. Okay. Well, you're kind of reading back there in the Old Testament, Pastor. What did the New Testament say about it? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. What did God say He was going to do? And you can count on it. New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12. Let's pick it up with about verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the holy city of the living God, and heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, not human beings, angels, which are beings. Verse 23, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, they're in the book of life, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men, that's Zadok, made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator, the go-between of the new covenant, and to the blood, verse 24, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood cried out for vengeance against Cain. Jesus' blood cried out to redeem you, to forgive you. 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, that's to say Christ. Moses was the lawgiver, Christ speaks from heaven. 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. I do believe that heaven took a little shaking. This 26th. 27. And this word, what word? Christ's word. Do you believe it? And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, created, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Let me ask you something. Is your life on the rock, Christ? You can't be shaken then. The world may get shook up because there's a little shaking going on, but if you know God's word, you know what the reason for it is. God's not a happy camper right now. Well, I just thought he liked roses and to smell pretty things. You got to be kidding. He has a temper. And he has love. And do you know what that love causes the anger, how it causes the anger? The love causes the anger because the children he loves that follow him and respect him, he's going to protect them. He's not going to let misfits call them names, try to take away their rights when he has promised they will have them if they do thus and thus, his word. He's going to be on our side. He always has been. I know that. I know it. That's why we always have the victory. That's why we're a bunch of winners, okay? Well, I don't know. In my life, there's a lot of times I don't win. It's because you're a quitter. Okay. Don't quit. Don't be a quitter. Stand up and act like a man or a woman or a child of God. Okay? He's on your side. You know, if you mess up, then maybe you're the one that messed up. Go back, refigure it, pray, and hit it again. Okay, do it right this time. Pray for his help, but don't be a quitter. Okay, you're a can-do type person, and that's why God loves you. He can count on you. Okay, now continuing on with verse 28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, that's how solid you are, beloved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. He's not going to harm you as long as you pay attention. For our God is a consuming fire. And he is. But do you know what? His fire consumes the wicked. But it blesses the warmth of the Holy Spirit to those that love him. Those that do his bidding. He protects them. He puts a wall around them. He leads them. That's not to say you might not get wounded a little bit every once in a while, but hey, when the going gets rough, the tough get going. You know, what's a little stump in your toe other than catching you by surprise? Okay? Be ready to serve Him. Don't let, why am I saying that? I don't want you to let life get you down. You know, it's very depressing when you understand 150,000 poor souls are not with us any longer. Because some greed of some, lack of warning for others. But I guarantee you one thing, I don't think it'll happen to them again. I think next time they'll listen. Because they don't, before when they had a business, they don't have that business anymore. Yet I apologize, it has cranked up again already, but be that as it may. There were people down sunning on the beach just today. And do you think you could sun on the beach with bodies still floating in? I don't think I could relax. I think I'd be out trying to help motivate people and get things going. But what's the sign? The earth wobbled. What caused that? God shook it. There are islands disappeared. You can see pictures from the air of where there was block after block, and over half of one is submerged. It imploded. The cells did, and that speeded, and that sped up the Earth's orbit just a tad. Just a tad. Not enough that you'd be aware of it, but the sign is there. Don't miss it. Don't look over it. It's time for the shortening. And Satan's old planet is just pushing, pushing, pushing. It's going to pass on the 9th of this month. It passes through our path where we've been, thank God. And he says, should that worry you? No, you got power over him. Just I give you power over all of your enemies in my name. So don't ever forget to use his name when something negative comes into your life, tries to interfere with you being a child of God. And pay attention to the events of the world. When you're in harm's way, be smarter than harm, okay? That's the one of the reasons God is with us, that we can accomplish so much. And yet at the same time, I really pray for our service people. The reason we lose service people is because they do it too right. They allow spies to operate in their own camp without killing them. You might say, well, by goodness, what do you mean, kill them? The Geneva Convention. Anytime a spy is caught in your presence, kill him. It's legal. Okay. It beats getting a lot of troops killed. Well, that's a strange thing for a Christian. I didn't say murdering. Murder is to lie in wait and wickedly take a life, but he's laying in wait trying to take a lot of your friends' lives. We're being too nice to them, but God is still in control, and it's going to happen just as it should, we're going to have the victory. Can I say anything bad about our troops or the leaders? No, I won't. I won't. But you know why I know and why I can say that? There's a whole lot happens that people here in America never know about, you know. Like, really slip up to that house and make sure, you know, that it's all clear, you know. Well, pretty soon after you've been shot at enough times, if you're going to clear the house, you clear it before you go in, okay? You know, that's... But that doesn't make the front line. Anyway, God's in control. Hey, he's not all that happy. He gets angry. And do you know what makes him angry? It's when his own children, 86% of them, allow a few fruitcakes to tell him what to do. That's not pleasing him. And thank God, I truly believe you're going to see a strong outcry from Christian communities. And you're going to see senators that block proper judges being installed. Well, where can I think of an example? I wish we were off the air. We're not. Look north. Okay. And maybe I'll tell you something. Okay. But what a fantastic time to serve God. Okay. What a time to serve Him. It's just precious. So, with that, What are the signs? This earth was hit. Okay, I mean, there was an energy release that only God could release. And he told us a long time ago, hey, where were you? What are you thinking about? I'm your father. I'm your kinsman redeemer. I'm on your side. So let's make sure we know that, and with love and reverence follow him. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for the privilege of serving you. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful word of letting us know the future, knowing what is coming, and giving us the ability intuitively to be wise, wiser than the serpent, to understand the protection of our people. We ask it in Yeshua Jesus' precious name. Amen.
The Mark of the Beast on CD is our free introductory offer to you. What is the Mark of the Beast? Many false teachers would have you believe it will be a tattoo on your forehead or a computer chip implanted under your skin. It is getting late in the game. You need to know what the Mark of the Beast is. As it's written in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, many will be deceived. There is no need for you to be deceived. Christ said in Mark